It's a pleasure to once again welcome some guests from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and resulting from the work of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Today we have Renee Ciara. How'd I do, Renee? I got it. I always like to guess.
It's a tough one.
Renee Ciara and sister Cheyenne, and also Tom Baker. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
And I want to start with you, Renee. Can you tell me just a bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you do, you know, whatever you'd like to reveal?
I'm from Penn Hills originally. I live in Bridgeville now. I work for Amcom. They're part of Xerox. So we do sell copiers. And I have a really good relationship with Cheyenne. I started it about 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
I know.
That's a long time. How old are you, Cheyenne?
I am about to turn 15 in 3 months.
So, I mean, that's a lot happens between 12 or so.
Yes.
And 15. So that's a pretty pretty incredible relationship for the two of you. Do you remember some of the things you did when you first met, or some of the things you felt on first meeting?
I was a little edgy because it was somebody new, but I ended up liking her like the first day that I met her. And we ended up going, what was the first thing we did? We went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then later went to Pottery, like a few days later.
What did you shop for? Do you remember? Did you buy anything?
I don't think we bought anything.
No, I think we like to go to the mall and just walk around and be goofy.
So. See, that would make me edgy. Just going to the mall makes me edgy. But that's just what happens to me when I'm anywhere within a place with that much stuff going on.
With all the tiaras.
Yeah, we try tiaras on.
What, can you tell me who else is in your family, Cheyenne?
I have my mom, Helen, and my grandma, also Helen, and my granddad, Cameron.
Not Helen.
No, not another Helen.
And it has to, you guys really, you look like sisters, just the way you're sitting and the way you're together. It's got to be really something. What kind of difference has it made for you, Cheyenne, to have Renee in your life?
It's made a lot of difference. It's made me feel more comfortable with myself and also with other people. It's just made a really big difference in how I am with other people, and I'm not so shy as I used to be.
That's interesting, too, when you say more comfortable with yourself. I don't want to pry, but can you explain more what you mean?
I've never really met anybody as alike with me as Renee. She's a lot like me, and I really haven't met anybody like that besides Renee. We do a lot of the same things. We have a lot of the same interests, and just it's not as much as other people that you see out on the street.
So seeing somebody that has similar characteristics to you, or the fact that you can see yourself in Renee, makes you feel more confident in the person you are, and hey, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's like, I'm okay. There's somebody else like me that's a little older than me. That's really cool. What are some of the characteristics that you two share, do you think?
Probably just being silly.
We're all really silly, and we joke around, and we can go anywhere, and just we could be in the worst mood ever, and then she comes around, and we're all like, hey, like, how are you? With a big smile on her face. We're all silly, and we love a lot of the same things, so.
We like to do a lot of art stuff, so we do a lot of crafts and
dancing. Mm-hmm. And
well, silly is very underrated.
It is.
So silly is a good thing. So where do you go to school, Cheyenne?
I go to Trinity High School.
I'm trying to remember. Washington?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's a great school. In fact, there's a lot. Do you do anything with Wash Arts? You mentioned art. Do you know Wash Arts? It's a high school art program centered in Washington. It's more than that, but they have a lot of programs for high school kids. So are you, I'm guessing, ninth grade? 10th?
Yes.
And 9th?
9th.
And what do you like to do?
I more or less would, I like to paint and draw and dance and sing, but that's basically it. That's the only things I do.
Those are all very good things. Let's talk about painting. Oils, watercolors?
Acrylic.
Ah, and do you have subjects you particularly like? Or tell me just a little bit about where you are these days. I'm sure it varies as you develop.
I do. I whenever I paint either people or I paint things that are I see outside or whatever comes to my mind. It all depends on how the mood is that day.
How did you get interested in that?
I was always the little kid that had the creative mind and just wanted to be able to get it out. And I found it through drawing and painting. And then I met Renee, and I was able to go out and see other things and be able to change my mind about some things and go into what I wanted to do. And I usually paint with her, so it makes it a whole lot better.
So you paint as well. That's, that's incredible. Also acrylic? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything that we should be up in the museum for, but we like to get just a canvas and go to town on it and whatever comes of it.
Well, it's nice. So I would imagine, do you two sometimes spend time painting together and maybe not even talking? You're just so focused on what you're doing, but you're in the same space.
Yeah.
That's nice to have a friend you can do that with. Have you been, excuse me, Larry hits his own microphone. What's going on here? Excuse me. Have you, and I also referred to myself in the third person. I don't like to do that, but I just wanted everybody to know that was me and not you. I was going to ask if you've been to see where Renee works, if you've done anything there.
I haven't been to see where she works, but I've actually just came back from a play that I went to go see with her and her coworkers.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, my president of our company had tickets to Flashdance, so we all went.
How cool for you as somebody who likes to dance. Because I was going to ask you about that. Did you take lessons when you were a little girl? Or
I didn't take lessons, but my cousin took lessons and didn't want to do the dancing. So I ended up taking 3 lessons. And then they eventually backed her out of it, so I couldn't do it anymore.
You do. Those are 2 things, and I'm sure there are many others, too, that you do that I really admire and that I think in some ways I admire because I'm incapable of dancing and also don't have much in terms of visual aesthetic. I just can't. I suspect you see things in your head that you can make come alive on canvas or whatever medium you're working with, and that just doesn't work for me. I can do it with sound, but I can't really do it that way. So it sounds like you two are a good match and that you're also very talented, Cheyenne. I meant to ask you if you wanted to say hello to anybody. We mentioned the 2 Helens and... What was your grandpa's name again?
We all just call him Chum.
Chum.
So it'd be better.
That sounds like a sitcom. Two Helens,
and a chum
and Cheyenne.
We're more like a comedy, too. So.
But anybody else you might want to say hello to?
I guess I could say hello to my aunt and uncle. My aunt's name is Millie, and my uncle's is Walt.
Hi, Millie and Walt. And Tom Baker is here, too. And Tom is known. Tom's just not very enthusiastic. I know. Tom is incredibly enthusiastic and has been such a, a long time supporter of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Coming up on, is it 60? How many years?
Oh, we're getting close to 50.
50.
Yeah, yes.
50 years coming up, which is exciting. Anything new at Big Brothers, Big Sisters that you'd like to mention?
Well, things are going really well with our agency. In 2012, we were named the National Agency of the Year. So out of 350-plus Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Renee and Cheyenne and all of our friends here in the community were part of the award-winning, a national award-winning Big Brothers, Big Sisters Agency of the Year. So that was definitely a highlight from 2012. We also served the most children in our agency's history in 2012. And it's actually an inverse of the numbers 2012. It was 1,220 children that our program worked with throughout the year. So that was a great thing as well. And things are just honestly going really well. We have a lot of great relationships that we see, like Renee and Cheyenne. On a personal level, being a big was the first thing that I did when I graduated from college 11 years ago. And I've been really proud to see my little brother, who was 10 then, grow up to be a young man who's now in college and getting better grades than I got in school and playing sports and just doing really, really well. So on a personal level, I'm just really proud to get to work for the organization that I really care about. And it's great.
Renee, what would you say to somebody who's sort of on the verge of thinking of becoming a big, that just needs to hear a little bit more encouragement to do it?
It probably was one of the best decisions I have ever made. I went into it thinking that I was going to influence someone and make a difference, but in actuality, Cheyenne probably made as much of a difference in my life than I probably did with her.
Oh, thank you.
and that's really what we hear over and over again from great volunteers like Renee, is that, you know, we learn just as much from our littles, from the Cheyennes out there that just teach us every day how to be better people, how to be better friends, and also just enjoy all the amazing things there are to do in the city. Larry, I know you're a big believer that there's no reason to be bored in our city. There's so much to do, so much to explore, and through having a little brother, a little sister, they really get us out there trying new things, being creative, doing arts, right? I mean, all that kind of good stuff that we get to enjoy here in the city.
Yeah, Cheyenne, I really like how genuine you are. You're just a genuinely nice person. There are also kids that might be afraid of participating, or apprehensive might be a better word. Anything you'd say to them?
I was at first, but whenever you get with a big and you're a really good match, it's worth every little bit of fear that you feel, every hesitation that you felt in the beginning. It's worth it, and it'll be a lot better.
That's really well said. I couldn't give you just a radio patch. I have to give you each a radio patch because you two are like that. And then I have a pass for the Children's Museum that you can use today or anytime.
You.
Here's the thing that you might not know. There is fine art all throughout the museum, not just it's sprinkled. I mean, beautiful professional works of art. There also is an art studio that you can paint in yourself if you want to. And Makeshop has sewing and soldering and other things. So although you're both older, the Children's Museum, you're never too old for the Children's Museum.
I came here
Museum.
About 2 years ago with myself to do the art downstairs.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, if anything, just take a look at the art because I think you'll like it. Anything else any of you would like to say?
Just in general, I mean, if anyone listening is interested in getting involved in the program, we're always enrolling children 6 to 13 in Big Brothers, Big Sisters, so they can just call us or let us know. It's just bbbspgh.org is our website, and they can follow us on Facebook or Twitter using the same thing, bbbspgh.org. And we're just always, in general, too, recruiting volunteers, especially male role models. We always need men to get involved in our program, but we need volunteers of all backgrounds, all ages. That's the nice thing about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, that it really is, you know, we have volunteers in their 20s, we have volunteers in their 60s and 70s. So we're just encouraging everyone to start something with Big Brothers, Big Sisters in 2013. And we thank you, Larry, for all of your support over the years. You're a great friend to Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank
and
you.
Renee, Cheyenne, thank you. It's really a true pleasure to meet you. Coming up, you're going to meet another family. You're going to get a chance to hear a man and